Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Could we have a one of the things you cited to Phillips, and one of the things that Phillips did was give considerable prominence, I think, to the doctrine of claim differentiation. And that certainly seems to come into play here in connection with the 659 patent. Is it possible that whatever one may say about the 038 patent and the, what is the other one, the 592, you get to the 659, you have a very, with respect to claims 3 and 10, I guess, you have a very clear claim differentiation. And isn't that a strong argument for the fact that by citing wired connections, it's making clear that the independent claim leading off is broader?
Yeah, so as Your Honor knows, the doctrine of claim differentiation is only a guide that cannot be used to trump the clear import of the specification. We've cited...
That's true, but no, that you're right in that general language, but I don't have Phillips right in front of me, but reading Phillips, my recollection is that Phillips seemed to give a lot of force to the doctrine of claim differentiation. It seemed to be a theme running throughout a good part of the opinion.
So let's